Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we tackle issues to do with young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking political violence and efforts to cultivate tolerance among young people from different political parties as we head towards the 2023 general elections. On Sunday, the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change says its supporters were hospitalized after attacks by ZANU-PF activists in Kwekwe. And another CCC member, Mo Blessing Ali, is missing. And the party says she was abducted by ZANU-PF thug. But the police say the case has nothing to do with politics. Plus, ZANU-PF is also pushing back. Kwazwai vatereri linjani mulie Zimbabwe kusangana uku muchirongwa cheve chidiki che The Connection pano pa nepfenyuro yenyu nepfenyuro ye Studio 7. Nasi tiri kukurukura ne nyaya ye political violence. Uye zve matano ari kuitwa kupedza mhirizhonga iyi takaona nemusi wesondo. Mutungamiri webato reCCC vaNelson Chamisa vachiita musangano kuKwekwe. Uyezve pakapera musangano uyu takaona bato iri rakuburitsa mashoko kuti pane vatsigiri varo vakaradzikwa kuchipatara mushure mekuzvindikitwa nevatsigiri veZANU-PF. Asi bato reZANU-PF riri kuzviramba izvi. Saka tichataura nezvenyaya yemhirizhonga uyezve matano ari kuitwa kuyananisa vechidiki vanobva kumapato akasiyana-siyana. CCC, MDC, ZANU-PF, ndokuti pasazoita mhirizhonga yakadai tichienda kusarudzo dza 2023. Ilo utava isinalo sihlobo sitandekayo. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lodlakela kwezombusazwe phela sibone umnumzana Nelson Chamisa umkhokeli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change. Siba lomhlangano eKwekwe ngempelasonto. Wathi uphela lo mhlangano sabona sebekhipha imbiko ethi abasekeli babo batshaywe kabuhlungu ngamalunga eZANU-PF abanye balaliswa esibhedlela. IZANU-PF yakulandula lokho kanti iCCC ithi yikho okwenzakalayo. Siyazi njalo ukuthi kule lunga leCCC elathunjwayo mhlaka 24 kulinyanga elilokhe lingabonakali uMo Blessing Ali. iCCC ithi wathunjwa isikliwi seZANU-PF esaziwayo kodwa amapolisa athi hayi uMo Blessing Ali kathunjwanga ngumuntu wepolitics, wathunjwa ngumuntu ayethandana laye uPius Jamba kumbe Jamba. So ino udaba esingalo lamhlanje silabo abavela kuma political parties achiyeneyo ikanti silabo njalo abenhlanganiso ezama ukuletha abasakhulayo laba ethiwa yi-4H Zimbabwe. Sizabake labo kuhlelo. And joining me tonight, that's my first guest, Mubaba Godfrey Kwawone of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Vakurawone ti noku gamuchirai muchirongwa.
Kwazwa in command to Gamili, kwazwa ya watereri.
Tinotenda, ingati taurei ne nyaze mhirizhonga izi. Starting off with the issue of Mo Blessing Ali. We are seeing this back and forth between you guys and the police. You are alleging that she was kidnapped by a non-ZANU-PF thug. And according to you, that's Pius Jamga. But the police are saying that This case has nothing to do with politics. These are former two lovers, and apparently Mr. Jamgwa is furious that he was dumped after allegedly spending a lot of money on his ex-girlfriend. What say you about that pushback from the cops?
Mkoma, this is not new from ZANU-PF. We all know ZANU-PF tactics. We saw the same thing happening on Itai Zamara. They create a different narrative of the actual thing that had that happened. The same way they created on Itai Zamara. The same way they did on most of the MDC members who were killed in 2008. Even today, they don't even agree if you told them about the Gukura Hundi. But it's known, it's open, it's known by everyone. So by nature, they are liars. And I'm sure that they're trying to create this narrative to divert people's, the people's attention on one more blessing. They're doing this to justify their evil action. We all know they are responsible. Everybody knows they are responsible. Who doesn't know that they are better? Everyone knows that. But they refused. They are better to go yet, but they refused. They are abducted Johanna Mamombe, Netanya Marova, Cecilia Chimbiri. And today, the victims are going to court. They are appearing in court over a cooked narrative by ZANU-PF in trying to justify their action, in trying to cleanse their evil deeds. So we are aware of that. We know what they do when they do such an evil thing. They create a narrative. You could have dried around Zimbabwe. Could have forgotten to put you around as a writer. Why least they know could they are responsible? So we will not take any word from them. We know the police of Zimbabwe, Rainata, they were asked to investigate Ishaita Zamara. They did nothing. Instead, this is the same thing that gives them a blessing. They are trying to create a narrative. You could put you ZANU-PF was not responsible because the police and ZANU-PF, they want the same thing. The Zimbabwe Republic Police is an extension of ZANU-PF. They act under instructions from the Jobe House. They don't do whatever they think is the police officers, but they get instructions from Jobe House. So what they are saying is a statement written maybe by Jaramba or by Tafada Mbadi at Jobe House. It's not their own creation. So we know all these things. They have done this before. This is not new.
And the issue of violence, Mr. Kurawone, that you allege occurred in Kwekwe on Sunday after Mr. Chamisa's meeting. Has anyone been brought to book by the police? And did you guys report the matter in the first place?
Atina case, atina reporter kubva. I think if you can recall from the violence in 2002, the violence in 2008, the violence, all the cases were reported. I will give you the example of myself. My own car was burnt in Mujura or Mumba. It was burnt to ashes. I reported. Nothing was done by the police. So this is the same thing they are doing. We keep on reporting and reporting and reporting, but at the end of the day, the police won't do anything. So all these cases were reported, but the police in Zimbabwe, when I'm wrong, I know I know about Zimbabwe. It's only there to save ZANU-PF.
Asi mapurisa acho neveZANU-PF vari kuzviramba izvozvo vakurawone ari kuti imimi se CCC. Munowanzo masvibisa mapurisa kana nyaya dzisiri kukufambirai, asi mapurisa panoita basa rinokufadzai, munongonyarara kunge hapana chaitika.
Chekutanga mukoma ngomo, muchaona kuti it's an abnormality kuti vanhu vafarire kuti polisi yaita basa, because that is what they are supposed to be doing. But however, handisati ndaona pandoti ndivarumbidze kuti politically police yaita in a manner yekuti vari neutral. Maybe on cases dzekuba kwevanhu, dzokubirana kwevanhu, in cases dzekuuyana kwevanhu, in cases dzimwe dziri criminal, dzisiri political, in each and every case in political, I would want you to point one and say, on this one, the police did well for you, and you did not say anything. All the political cases, police in Zimbabwe, in a DV, police in Zimbabwe, in a DV, saka hapana case ya watenga iti kwa mida tila rumpiti. Besides, kwa tukafana wa rumpiti ni hii, sana hiyo waita basa kala fara kita. Otherwise, we should complain if they don't do what they are expected of doing. But if they do what they are expected of doing, sa tukafana wa rumpiti. So, shawo mati, iyo they know, that's why they are saying that. They know themselves. They know they don't usually do what they are expected of doing as peacekeepers of Zimbabwe, as law enforcers of Zimbabwe. They are not doing what they are expected of doing. So that is why I was there. Marambona Mapuzaku, because they are always doing things according to the book.
Hai lia muza ubaba u Godfrey kura uone ngwebanza le Yellow ibanza le Citizens Coalition for Change yeli kokelwa ngubaba u Nelson Chamisa si kulumalapo ngotabalo zagela ngova ngempela sonto bathi bachayiwe kakubi ngabasekeli bezanu PF ngemva komhlangano kaChamisa eKwekwe. Kanti abaningi lizakhumbula njalo ukuthi kulelunga le CCC Mo Blessing Ali osele iviki 7 days engabonakali. Abe CCC bathi wathunjwa ngabe ZANU PF, kodwa abe ZANU PF bayakulandula, kanti lamapholisa athi hayi udaba lolungo lwesithandani ngolwabantu abake bathandana alulani ilezo mbusanswe. Going back to the issue of Mo Blessing Ali, Mr. Kurawone, how is her family doing?
You know, like any other person, like any other parent, like any other sibling, when one of you is missing, obviously you are disturbed. Mbaimo mwamunarugare, people are thinking, wanakunetika, wanakutambura, trying to figure out where is their child, where is their sister, where is their sibling. Abarukutambura abuza waskuzi watu mungawo arukupi. Up until me budava zira kuti muna arukupi, me buda nupa wangwa zorora. But all I can say is, you know, munu, whenever a person is missing, you know, wangwa nmeseka, especially considering kuti, everyone knows how it is amara, you know, got missed and how it has disappeared. You know, everyone is now worried. You get worried, obviously, because you start to think, what if what happens to Tamara happens to her? Just remember saying, such kind of a feeling, you know, matter when we see, especially kind of one thing. So the family is worried. At least they want to know where is your relative.
And you are bringing in that issue of Zamara. It's very unfortunate that several years on, we still don't know what happened to Zamara. Clearly, what kind of a country is it
several years on, the NPF is still denying that they were responsible for the disappearance of Itai Zamara. The same way they're doing on Mo Blessing. We know them. 7 years on, they're still refusing that they were responsible for the disappearance of Itai Zamara. But everyone knows it's the Mugabe regime that made Itai Zamara disappear. But up to date, they refuse. So what can stop them to do what they did on Itai Zamara? They can do anything and still deny that they were responsible for the disappearance of Mo Blessing. By nature, they are liars. That's who they are.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Kurawone. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwabasakhulayo always the connection vachangoti bata tinokugamuchira hi tiri muchirongwa che the connection chirongwa chinozeya nyaya dzine chekuita nevechidiki uyezve nhasi tikukurukura nenyaya yemhirizhonga as we head towards the 2023 general elections sixoxa ngodaba lodlakela lamhlanje sibhekane nje ilokhetho luka 2023 kanye le mizamo eyenziwa zinhlanganiso ezifana labo 4H iZimbabwe eyokuletha ukuthula phakathi kwabasakhulayo bamabandla atshiyeneyo. Lamhlanje ngilo baba uGodfrey Kurawone kuhlelo webandla le-CCC. Lamanye njalo amagesti lapha uRuth Chomola bengilaye lapha ecingweni wenhlanganiso ke ye-4H iZimbabwe, kodwa ucingo lwakhe lukhathile but will try and bring back on. Kanti ke njalo sinxusile labezanu PF bathembisa ukubana bazabuya kuhlelo, ngakho please bear with us as we try to reach out to them. Sibatshele ukuthi hayi uhlelo soluphakathi bakithi, ngenani njengokuvumelana kwethu naphambilina. Meanwhile ke yenderemberedu nehurukuru wedu naba Godfrey Kurawone ve-CCC. Saka poitwa sei apa vakurawone takananga kusarudzo dza 2023 nekuti we have seen in previous elections pachita boabowa nyonga nyonga mirizhonga bata murefu bata mfupi, especially between you guys ve-CCC previously MDC Alliance neve izano PF. Saka poitwa sei apa kuti paite runyararo muna 2023?
No, as a point of correction, we are not previously MDC Alliance. We are a very new party. We are a completely new party. We are not previously MDC Alliance. But some of our members, they used to be in MDC Alliance. But as CCC is a completely new party, it has nothing to do with MDC Alliance. It has nothing to do with MDC. So I wanted to make it very clear on that one. But on the issue of violence, you know, it's something that has been in ZANU-PF DNA. We know from the Gukurahundi era, we know from 2002 election, there was violence. 27 June 2008, there was violence. And we thought maybe Mugabe, now that he is gone, maybe we'll see a new culture of doing things. We'll see a new way of doing things, which may be the inception of Emmerson Mnangagwa. But things are getting from bad to worse. During Mugabe's time, no one was shot dead in the streets demonstrating. But we saw it happening during Mnangagwa's era in August 2018. We saw it happening in January 2019. People were shot dead in the streets. Some that we have never witnessed during Mugabe's time. So this issue of violence, it's been in ZANU-PF for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Hold it there, Mr. Kurawone. I'll come back to you. We've been joined now by Ruth Chomola. I want to give a chance to speak, lest her connection goes away again. But please stay on the line, Mr. Kurawone, as I bring in Ruth Chomola of the organization 4H Zimbabwe. Ruth, good evening and welcome.
Evening, how are you? Thank you for having me.
We are good. Thank you so much for making time. Ndimika vanatete Ruth Vayananisi. We know you are engaged in some mitigation efforts to mitigate violence among political party youths. Tell us more about your programs and how they are going.
Okay, so ideally the project started in June last year, but no political parties didn't trust us, and we had to keep on engaging, knocking on closed doors, trying to get their attention. But gradually we created the relationship with the parties, and then we started in November, whereby we started with the trainings. These trainings were facilitated for conversations about conflict resolution, the role of peace and development, and the role of youth in Zimbabwe in conflict. So at first it was a bit of like very volatile situation, but over time we got to get used to each other, to appreciate that as youth, before we're divided along party lines, we are youth and we're actually suffering the same things. And as the majority in the country, we need to come up and say we are agreeing on those things and we want to fight some of the negative things you participate in. I'm sure you've come across research that alludes to how we are more than 50% in Zimbabwe. And also, we are the foot soldiers when there's politics, when there's violence. It's mainly the youth who are running. And so for us, we said, it's high time we speak to the youth, identify, because some of these things are doing that because of ignorance. We do not know our rights. We do not know our constitution. We don't even know how to manage conflict because some people necessarily have to escalate. So we did trainings. We trained our youth leaders. We started with three political parties. This was CCC, ZANU-PF, and MDCT. And then after the trainings, we had a symposium. I think many people are aware of it, whereby there was a bit of conflict, but since we've been going through the strenuous trainings and all, we were able to manage it well as youth amongst the parties. No, this is not how we behave as my youth. Yes, our ideas are different, but we are one. We should suppose to agree with it. We are here to discuss electoral reform and not to attack each other personally. And so for us, that was a main success that finally it's getting through. So then we then asked the parties how they would want to go forward. And all the parties were like, we want to have a sports tournament. We want to see how the lessons are helping us and how we relate with each other. That's when on Africa Day, we commemorated Africa Day by having inter-party youth sports. These were attended by CCC, NCA, that's National Constitutional Assembly. Then there was ZANU-PF, there was LEAD, there was MDCT, and there was FEES, Fund for Economic Emancipation in Zimbabwe. Yeah, we had fun. It was great.
Great, that's great. And pa mitambo yacho yenhabvu yamuri kutaura, pane vamwe vatakanzwa kuti vakarwana munhandare imomo. Was it in one of your matches kana kuti ndezvimwe izvo?
Havana kurwana. It was a misunderstanding during the match. And the leaders intervened, they came and they helped cool the situation. So that was major conflict management for our part, a success for us. So we're saying if we're able to have such good, yes, conflict is inevitable, that's true, but how you manage it?
I'd like to apologize. They Runare Rwa Rutha Chomola Radambuka Saga Hopa Kutabticha Gona Gumzora Futipa Chirongwa Asianga Chitaura Apo Ne Imitambwe Navu Yavari Kuronga is the 4H Zimbabwe organization vachiedza kuita ana teetei vachiedza kuyananisa mapato zvematongero enyika kuti asawanikwe achipinda panyaya dzemhirizhonga zvikuru sei vechidiki vazama ke lapo Orutsa Chomola ave nhlanganiso ye 4H Zimbabwe ukuxoxa imidlalo yenguqu behlanganisa ke abasakhulayo abavela amabandla afana labo Zanu PF, CCC, lamanye ajeneyo MDCT and so forth. Uthi baqhubeke imidlalo ne-Africa Day, hayi yaphumelela sibili. Sabona kuthiwa kwaba lokutshayana but uthi hayi abantu kabazange batshayane, kwaba nje le singathi misunderstanding, kodwa basebe ilungisisana yaqhubeka ke imidlalo. As we try to reconnect with Ruta, ndizokere kwa muri, ndizoke kwa muri, mkoma kura uone. Manzozi Ruta ura na Ruta, mungati matano avari kutora kupeza mirishonga, pakati penyu, very big from various political parties, mungati iri kubudirira ini. Are you guys being tolerant towards each other?
I would like to appreciate the effort being made by 4H. They are trying to bring political parties together so that maybe one day it's not us being, you know, enemies or being violent or whatsoever, but however, the problem which is now happening is our counterparts from ZANU-PF, they indicate left and turn right. That's the biggest challenge that we are having. And the following morning or the following day, Parali. We played Bora today, and the following day, this overzealous Kandisha Aro poster a message in insider violence. To me, it shows that they are not committed. They are not committed at all. What they are doing is just, lip singing. That's what they are doing. They are just doing lip singing. What they are saying and what they are doing are two parallel things. One would put their peace, but at the same time, machita violence. So to me, my efforts, F4H, they will be rendered useless because of these my thugs are overexcited, like when I can't share. They are overexcited for nothing. Maybe it's because of the power within the utility as PM. So he's trying to market himself. But the way he's marketing himself is not the right way, because he is inciting violence, which we are trying to fight for as Zimbabwean citizens. So they will try, but believe you me, as long as ZANU-PF is one of the political parties in Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF will not stop violence, because there is no other language which they understand. They cannot talk to anyone and convince that person in the Mashoko. They cannot talk to anyone and convince that person with ideology, because they have been in power for more than 40 years. They have nothing new to tell any person to convince that person. So the only way to do is to use violence. So they will not cease to be violent until they are removed from power.
Siyabonga, tinotenda mkoma kura wone. Please do stay on the line as we try to reconnect with Ruta Chomola of the organization 4H Zimbabwe. Ruth, urukutinzo? Hello, Ruth. Connection there remaining very elusive, but we will continue trying to get Ruth Chomola back. Nichilo njalo ngaphambilini ukuthi sikeza khulumisana labezanu PF umabuthomoyo umabuthomoyo ngwezana uPF kobulawayo sike saxoxa wathembisa impela ukuthi hayi uza kuba khona ikuhlelo simfonele kodwa we've been trying to do that ukuthi simlethe kuhlelo sixoxeni ngodaba lodlakela lolu kodwa hayi akadobhi ucingo lwakhe angazi mhlawumbe usuke waba matasa but I'm putting this out there because isusati tori any rutivi any position saka kana tichi kurukura nenyaza kadai we always like to bring on ma TVS Zanu PF vari kupomerwa vacho vari kupomera different political parties really saka sizamile mpela ukuthi sibe labo abezanu PF kuhlelo isikhathi sesambile ngiyasibona siyahamba njalo ubevumele ubaba uMabutho Moyo ukuthi hayi uza sijoyina sixoxe ngodaba lodlakela lolu kodwa akasabambeki let me try Ruth Chomola again from the organization 4H Zimbabwe. Ruth, can you hear me? Hello, Ruth. Okay, it seems this is not working. Let me try and call him directly on the phone using a different app. As I continue my conversation with Mr. Godfrey Kurawone of the organization, the political party, Triple C. Saka mkoma kuraone matipo ito asei, murukuti Zanu PF will never, you know, renounce violence because that's the only tool they can use to win elections. Asi wariku ziramba izozo. Asi, po ito asei, itichenda kuna 2023.
I told you before Ntunga Mili kuti awaraka arubvuma. If you still remember during Mugabe's time, Mugabe would go on the podium and say, "No to violence. Let's vote in peace. Let's campaign in peace." But after the rally, my wala wana chitwa say, and he comes back on the same podium and refuses kuti such things happened. So that's who they are. But now my problem now with Emmerson Mnangagwa is at least Mugabe would go on the podium and preach peace. But this one can go on the podium and incite violence. What kind of a president is that one? A country needs a president who will go on the podium and preach peace. A country needs a president who would go on the podium and unite the citizens. A country needs a president. Not a president who go to a school on a career guidance and encourages the young, the peoples to be engineers, to make guns and helicopters for war. That's the kind of a president we have in Zimbabwe. He always thinks of war, and war. He thinks of violence. Shamut nemunyu, masoja tura bata bad murome. Such are his statements. So until we have a president who will address the citizens as he talks about peace, that's when Zimbabwe will have peace. Until we have a president, maybe in Zanu PF, I'm not going to mirror as he talks about peace. That's when Zimbabwe shall have peace. But as long as we have this kind of thugs, as long as we have this kind of leadership in Zanu PF, we are very far away from attaining peace.
Thank you there, Mkoma Kurawone, the Bata Manje. Ruta Chomola on the phone. Mkoma Kurawone, please stay on the line. Ruth, Wanga uchi taura papa nezvirongwa zvenyu zvenhabvu zvekuyananisa mapato ezvematongero enyika. Takaona Triple C nemusi wesvondo vachiti vakarohwa zvakaipisisa. Kukwekwe uko vari kuti neZANU-PF asi ZANU-PF iri kuzviramba izvi. Tichienda kusarudzo dza 2023, muri kuona matanho enyu achibatsira here pakudzikisa nyadze mhirizhonga izvi, because kurauona ari kuti haazi kuona. He appreciates your efforts, but hanzina vakuraone ZANU-PF haigoni kuwina sarudzo pasina mhirizhonga, saka vachizoramba vachingorwa vanhu. Muri kuona maefforts enyu achibudirira here?
As an organization, not really. This problem is older than us. It's been going on for years on end now. And every time someone wants to blame the other, it's never outside play on what really the issue is or who the perpetrator or who is the victim. And so for us, we are saying we want an inclusive trial but in the end. And for us, what made us and break the ground that will ask you spot in the middle of the strategies but the over time was the people who want the initiative to go across the country with much emphasis on us going to my hotspot areas such as an amount terminal and for us as an organization we are saying now that people appreciate that this is what we want to do. It is ideal also if pressure groups, my movements, my CSOs also mainstream issues in political trends and peaceful because trigger will not be able to impact and determine whether there will not be value in 2023. But now it's an issue of behavioral change. As a youth, as an individual, starts with puberty, I want to make a conscious choice to avoid, to not be part of the conflict. The organizations and individuals to join our parties, and we are able to raise alarm and say, there is unrest in this area. The other pressure is this, and we demand transparency and accountability. But it starts somewhere. Already we are divided along political lines, and no one wants to agree with us. And it's very hard for us to say we are going to unite towards this cause if we are divided. So we are saying that we want to unify, we want to be one voice. And then we are able to demand this, and then this we are done. The request is that youth contribute more than 50%. So if you're able to influence the youth to cease from violence, I think for us we make progress that we've not seen since 1980. So for us, we want to work, we want to continue. We want even those that are targeting to also be willing to change their behavior towards political change.
Aha, uya kuluma lapo Ruth ngama hotspots ajayele ukuba lodlakela kakhulu. I think ukhulume nge Mount Darwin. Muri kutaura apo mzware Ruth ne ma hotspots. Muri kutanwa nzoita violence kunge ku Mount Darwin uko. Which are the hotspots if you identified anwanzo ita mirishonga uyezve? Amuri kurongera kuti munogona kusvika ikoko muyananise.
Okay, so the plan is to go national, this is a national project, and we started the sports in Harare province, and we're going to cascade down to my district provinces. And the idea what we're saying is, there's more intolerance compared to other areas in the country. There are places like Mount Darwin that have been saying, there are places in Manikaland in Mission where we want to go there. And there are things that are addressed in Kwekwe and all. These are things that are happening that you want to be able to mitigate and say, why is this campus being report? And identify what really is happening or causing us to tolerate such behavior. Because ideally, we're supposed to be able to live together. Whether I support which party, that's up to me, that's my choice. It's a constitutional right. I should not be harassed for it by anyone for that matter.
And I imagine such an initiative as yours would be supported by the government? Have you tried to engage them?
For initiatives, what we can memorandum of understanding with political parties, and we have also followed all protocol that is required in our activities. So we have had from different ministries coming in. We have also had the opportunity to be able to question stakeholders such as that. We have also been able to engage the police. For instance, some mascots that the police will be working with us to ensure we can have the body in order. So, progress in working with the government and that getting my MOU and them allowing us to make a community, I think we are making a strides towards that. And also, the fact that the parties are willing to work with us already enables us to penetrate better as compared to if we do not have the support of the parties in the first place.
Please do stay on the line. Ruth, as I bring in Mkoma Kurawone, you've been listening, Kurawone, I'm sure you'd like to chip in.
Like I said before, unfortunately she was not here yet because of the network. We really appreciate the efforts of the 24H. We can see their direction. We can see where they want us to go as a nation. We can see where they want us to go as citizens. But you know what? Our participation in their program will be determined by the behavior of our colleagues. Because it's only a fool who does one thing over and over again and expect a different result. So if we continue doing this and realize that our colleagues from ZANU-PF they want to repent, then there won't be any need for us to continue participating in such programs. But at least we need to see some changes in terms of behavior. We need to see some changes in terms of the way of doing their business on the part of our colleagues. We can participate in this program to the end. So our decision is that if Zakat we can go, want us to go to Murea, we can go and participate. We are prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. But at least we want to see the results achieved from our colleagues, because we can't say today we are playing soccer with them and the following morning one of our colleagues is injured, and tomorrow we play soccer with them, tomorrow one of our colleagues is injured. The people will take us as a joke. They say, look, you guys, what are you doing? We are trying to befriend people who want to be your friends, you know. But at least if they show that they want at least to be our friends, we don't have any problem with that. We can play, we can do my activities, dancing. But then if it is like that, honestly speaking, we cannot continue. That's why I said, these people, they have a good idea. They have a good, very, very good idea. But the problem is how we are going to implement it as political parties. That is what is going to determine the success of the program.
Interesting point there. Let me throw it back to Ruth. Ruth Anzinava Kurawone, we really appreciate your efforts, but the success of your endeavors will be determined by ZANU-PF's behavior, because Anzinava Kurawone, we need reciprocity. They need to reciprocate. Anzi Isusu, we are playing ball, but we will not tolerate a situation whereby 4H irikuita matano ekuti yananisa tupinda munandare tukutamba nafu, then tomorrow mumwe wedu omuka akapondwa kana kuti akarohwa. How do you address such a challenge?
Okay, I appreciate what you're saying, and quite practical. That's really a very sad incident for it to happen the time when you're trying to queer and misavan. And it really brings back progress, because they will not be asking such questions, because they mean, how far are you going to go with this book? And for us, there's another negation to teach that puti. Some of these things, if one is here, who influence my decision. And I do social safety to allow support from even the leaders, but who are to support a amongst the members. Because right now, let's say I'm a member of a particular party. Really, what is there that controls my behavior? If there are punitive measures that are there from within the party or even beyond, let's say, constitutional party, that control my behavior as an individual, and in the event that I break those, what are the repercussions? We need for us to all be clear and be accountable for everyone. That is really easier to follow up on this issue. And like he's playing Guzanini, we can't be playing ball today and tomorrow this. Like we are starting off now. We are hoping for these things will keep on listening to the point where we don't even hear of these instances anymore. And if we will keep continuing, let us start to be disheartened by this incident. Let us try by all means to save more lives. Let us try by all means to facilitate for peace. Because if we keep on saying Guzanini says, what are you to rake here? Upon our personal, at this moment in time, we want everyone to be on board, and we say we're going to agree against political intolerance in Zimbabwe.
And besides soccer, are there any other sporting activities or any other, different activities for that matter that you are planning to address this issue of political violence?
One of the strategies. We are planning more training, more stakeholder engagements, and also joint intervention. Ideally, for this project, we want to come up with a youth charter on electoral process. This is a document that's going to be contributed by all the parties to say what do we want or how do we expect the conduct of our youth to be on electoral processes. We want democracy, we want to achieve this, and we always want to document it as a youth charter. So it's also mainly our consultations be on that. And this is where I think we want the document to determine what if someone does this, what is expected, what is the way forward. For us to be able to inculcate some form of transparency and accountability on each and every member of the pack. And for us to serve the youth because they're saying we are the majority. And so going forward, we're going to be having consultations pertaining to what the parties would want the charter to have, what the parties would want to give power to the charter, how much of influence the charter would want to control, and how much of the charter they want to be represented.
And the training that you are talking about, Ruth, what does it look like? Do you have any education on violence and disruption? Because here in the United States, especially in bad neighborhoods, they call violence disruptors. These are people trained to disrupt violence, a potentially volatile situation. Suppose they see two people quarreling and trying to go at each other. They step in with their training and cool down the situation. Does your training entail such a thing?
Yes, the training, so far we've trained 25 people. CCC, ZANU-PF, and MPCT, the youth leaders, they were trained on peace, conflict, transformation, and development. Some of the issues addressed also included conflict tracking, peace building, reconciliation. Like I alluded to, like you were saying, with my sports, there was some form of unrest. Yes, there was a conflict, but we were able to manage it. And mainly the leaders are the ones who were able to influence. And ideally, our strategy says we are going to train the leaders. As we go to consult on the charter, we are also now going to train the youth and communities. We want to get to the grassroots levels. We want to get even to communities that have been labeled as marginalized. And have this network of what we would call, for us, we call them peace ambassadors. They are the people who take it upon themselves to ensure conflict management, to ensure peace, to ensure that this equation is fair, and also serve as unifiers, and also be able to create a network whereby they flag these issues. If in this region there is some form of conflict, we want to hear from them. They have to be on the down, they have to inform the protest, they have to inform the need for assistance. That's why we are able to be there as a network of ambassadors in real time. By the time we get to 2023, we continue training because of the TOT, and we continue training more youth and getting them to be part of the movement, then we have this strong network within communities that is able to serve as a watchdog.
Thank you there, Ruth. Please just stay on the line as we wrap up. We have just 8 minutes remaining on the clock. Ngiphenduke kubaba uGodfrey Kurawone owebandla le-Triple C. Mnumzana Kurawone, you've been hearing the Ruth Achi Taura. We are talking about the issue of peace ambassadors or violence disruptors. Do you guys in the Triple C have any training on the issue of disrupting violence or avoiding engaging the other side should they confront you?
I think it would recall some time back when Leader Masarira was trying to come up with a cooked story about the trainings which we used to do. Those trainings were meant to teach how to manage conflicts and how to avoid violence and how to deal with the issues of violence in terms of, you know, making sure that there is always peace. So we have been doing that, but since we started the CCC party, we haven't had done such a training, and I'm glad that 4-H has brought it forward. I think CCC will grab that opportunity and learn from them. But the challenge now is, previously we used to do it on ourselves, but now that you will be with our colleagues from the other side, we don't know how much we are going to take from 4-H, because some of these meetings that disrupted, we saw one being disrupted in another last time. I think you saw it. So that's the biggest challenge. But then I would want to comment on the issue she talked about the leadership, the top leadership, that they want to see the top leadership coming to witness their games and so forth. That is very, very possible. That can happen. But not at this time when we have the candidates of today who say just hours after the program, he tweets inciting violence. So we then never know if our leaders are going to be safe in that environment. Let us get together first as the young people and agree on the trajectory that we want to take in terms of maintaining peace in the country. Once we are sure that we know what we are supposed to do as the young people and we know how important we are in as far as maintaining peace is concerned, that is when we can say, oh, Vice President Elebiti, can you come to our program? We have a program. You will come without any fear of being attacked by anyone. But as it is right now, believe you me, you cannot invite him and agree to come on that program. Because at the moment, he doesn't know what these countries are feeling about him, especially when he tweets on Twitter. I think you have seen his tweets. They are always there to incite violence. He always inciting violence. So at the moment, I think the ground is not ripe at the moment for now to bring the leadership to such programs. But I believe with more effort, and like you say, that you have a number of programs that we have. So I think with more effort and with more time, I think that you will succeed to create a peaceful environment, which will enable everyone to come to your programs without any fear of being attacked.
Mm-hmm. And let's have your last word, Mr. Kurawone, as we wrap up the show and before we close it with Ruth. What would you want to say to other young people pertaining violence?
Firstly, I want to send a very strong message to the young people, that when we talk of peace, let's be sincere and let's do things in utmost good faith. Let's not pretend, because peace is very important. And to everyone out there, let's all try to be peaceful. Violence doesn't solve anything. If you want to see how bad violence is, you realize that that thing is not good at all. So let's try by every means possible. Wherever we are, wherever we go, with whoever you are with, try to make peace. Even mkakonana, I think dialogue should be the first thing than violence.
Well said there, Mkoma Godfrey Kurawone of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Tita Fara zvikuru kwanemi muchirongwa vakurawone. Please do join us again next time. We appreciate.
Nyavonga kulu putindunga mili.
Siyabona ndati kurawone. Thank you so very much. As we wrap it up with Ruth. The Zokere Kwaori Ruth, and we have just a minute here. Give us your last word to young people as we head towards 2023.
I would like to say to my fellow young people, what unites us is more than what divides us, and we need to set aside our political differences and respect individual rights, choices, freedom of association, and respect life. And then I want to ask, so, to discuss the Sivamban and say, as suffering, So hoping that in the future we appreciate that we want development, we want jobs, we want a better economy, we want new innovations in Zimbabwe. And this comes from us as people. But we will not achieve it as long as we are this divided, as long as we are this polarized. We need to unite regardless of political affiliation, because there is more that we can do for our country as youth and not as political parties.
Well said there, Ruth. Siyabonga kakhulu ungatina lakusasa ukuba lathi kuhlelo. And please keep up that good work. Siyabadinga o anti tinovada vayana nisiwana tete.
Siyabonga. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Ruth, that's Ruth Chamola from the organization 4H Zimbabwe, Sivelo Godfrey Kurawone njalo webandla le Citizens Coalition for Change. And like I said earlier, abezanu PF besivanxusile uMabutho Moyo wathembisa mpela ukubana hayi uza kuba khona kuhlelo kodwa hayi sizamele ukuxhumana laye ube ngadopha ucingo asazi ukuthi kusuke kwathini. But that's it, Zimbabwe. We appreciate your time and let's make another date next Tuesday. This has been The Connection, your youth forum here at the Voice of America on Studio 7. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. And by the way, remember, we have the morning news Monday through Friday, beginning 6 o'clock. Ekuseni, ngeze sishona esiqala ngo 6, kuthi ngo half past 6. kungene eze si ndebele lingakohlwa ke sikhona ezekuseni zikhona leza kusihlwa kona Zimbabwe. Thank you.